Now, where else do we want to go on this? Because there, I mean, we're just getting started with a spring duet concert over at the library.
Let us go to the theater.
All right. I love it.
Now, we talked last week about how Baraboo Theater Guild is presenting Middletown, mm-hmm. which is a delightful play. I saw it myself last weekend. Two thumbs up. That takes place Friday, Saturday evening, and then Sunday afternoon. They're doing that at the Campus Theater at UW-Baraboo, so that's the second and final weekend of Middletown.
Sure.
Meanwhile, as is so often the case here in our community, we have an embarrassment of artistic mm-hmm. riches. Stage 3, Theater for Youth, is back. They,
like
a lot of nonprofits, they had a hard time during COVID, but they've bounced back. They're bringing back that youth theater program, and they're presenting James and the Giant Peach. That also is going to be Friday night and Saturday night, as well as a matinee Sunday. That's at the Al Ringling Theater. Now, the James and the Giant Peach is the very first production
favorites.
That Stage 3 put on way back when, and little Claire Bromley was a little lamb in that introductory show.
Oh, sweet!
So that's a personal favorite for me.
Little reminiscing. It's one of my favorite stories of all time, and it's always fun on the stage. So definitely check that out. That'll be a good one for the whole family this weekend as well, I promise. Now, what else do we have on this calendar of events with things that are happening?
All right, it's time to get to the main event.
We've got big stuff happening on Saturday. Really big stuff.
Fair on the Square.
Yay,
returns.
We love Fair on the Square.
Saturday, 9 until 4. I feel like everyone knows about Fair on the Square, so maybe they don't need all the details. But downtown Square, you've got upwards of 130, 140
yeah.
vendors selling all kinds of great stuff. Great Mother's Day gift items.
Right.
Kids,
yes.
Fathers, take note. Yeah. You can do your shopping Saturday downtown. And, of course, in conjunction with that, we also have the kickoff of the downtown farmers market.
You know it's officially spring when Farmers Market is open, and so many amazing growers and producers coming back, and we've got some new ones added to the mix this year, so definitely check that out. I do just want to say, though, that I love Fair on the Square. It's also a great opportunity to go check out some of our local stores
yes.
in downtown Baraboo.
Preach.
But Eat Street is one of my favorite places.
Can't go
you have
wrong.
So many good food options, and then you got Eat Street open as well, and you're like, oh, where do I even start at this point? So definitely, we'd love to see everybody down at Fair on the Square on Saturday, and the weather looks pretty spectacular for this weekend as
yeah,
well, so that's good news, too. Now, what else do we have on our calendar for this weekend,
right,
Ben?
Well, talking about the downtown farmers market kicking off, they're going to be going from 8 until 12:30 this year on Wednesdays and Saturdays. But we also have the West Baraboo Saturday Market.
Yes.
That takes place in the parking lot at over by Festival Foods and U-Haul. That's going to go from 8 until 2 on Saturdays.
All right. I love it. Now, is there anything else that we need to touch on as we go through this calendar?
I think we've hit it all. Like we said, there's tons and tons of live music that we couldn't possibly
yes.
get to, even if we had a half-hour segment.
Yeah, absolutely. There is one thing that I do want to touch on. It's happening on Monday. We can't forget about this. It's a great time of the year to declutter a little bit, maybe, you know, clean out the closets. And Prevail Bank is going to help out with that. There's a community shred day taking place at their location on Lynn Street Monday from 10 until 2. I mean, we're talking about, like, the old sensitive documents, you know, tax returns, bank statements, canceled checks, all
my
that stuff.
My top secret files.
That's right. The stuff that we're supposed to keep for, what is it, like 5 to 7 years or something, and then it ends up sitting in a closet for 20? So you can take 3 boxes and have those shredded for free on Monday at Prevail Bank. Any box after that is a $5 donation, and all of those donations go back to our good friends over at People Helping People. And by the way, because they don't want you to miss out your lunch hour, you know, while you're having your document shredded, they're going to be there serving up grilled brats, grilled Italian sausages, the all-beef franks,
Ooh.
The chips, the soda, or the water, and the proceeds from those food sales also help PHP's Adopt a Veteran program. So you don't want to miss that either. So
I have
we'll
a question about
there.
This event.
Yes, what's that?
Please tell me they're going to be playing like Slayer and Dokken in the background so everyone can be shredding.
I think that's the only way that possibly can go down is if that's happening. And then, of course, on Wednesday, another farmer's market, because we are back to the Wednesdays and Saturdays now
you
that
bet.
Farmer's market opens on Saturday on this coming Saturday. So we don't want to forget to mention that either. So you can definitely go check that out and get some great stuff in downtown Baraboo. Now, we mentioned it. This is a full calendar. We can only hit the tip of the iceberg. But if people want more information, if they want to see where all that live music is going to be starting this evening in and around Baraboo, where can they go to get that information,
Yes,
Ben?
Please visit baraboo.com.
You can do a little event planning over there. You can see all of the events coming up for the next few months, because I'm telling you, this calendar just keeps getting busier and busier. And what are we away, like, it's 8 days away now, if math serves me right this morning, and that's always a little sketchy, but we're about 8 days away from Circus World and the Big Top shows opening, which is very exciting stuff.
Exactly,
and officially
right.
Today, we are less than 1 month away from the circus parade in downtown Baraboo.
Big Top Parade, Saturday, June 8th, exactly right.
Oh, holy buckets. It's moving fast. It's going fast this year. But we appreciate you joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you next week, okay?
Thanks so much, Mandy. We'll talk to you then.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. So much happening this weekend. Live theater, lots of music around the area. To see the full schedule of events, make sure you check out baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday, 5 p.m. until close, where the buffets and drink are only $12.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden saying he will withhold certain weapons from Israel if a planned widespread invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza takes place. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The president says the U.S. will still continue to provide for Israel's defense, like the Iron Dome missile system, but after months of urging Israel to do more to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, President Biden is adamant if Netanyahu invades Rafah, the U.S. will not supply offensive weapons to Israel.
Biden making that statement during an interview yesterday with CNN. Back on the stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial here in New York, Stormy Daniels, Trump's lawyers, will continue grilling her under cross-examination. TikTok announcing it'll begin labeling content created using artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. The app saying its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, watch out. You're the latest in line for some severe weather today. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Tuesday night, the Village Board of Arena accepted the resignation of all three of its Village of Arena Police Department members, including its chief, former Chief Nick Stroik, along with his two other department members, Sergeant Wyatt Miller and Officer Stephanie Benish, sent in their resignations on April 20th. According to Stroik, there were communication issues between the department and the board and a lack of transparency. Tuesday night's discussion with the village board did not take long, but members did go back and forth on what would be the best option. One board member believed it would be hard to keep the department because they currently work in the community part-time. Some board members wanted to keep the three employees. If there is an emergency in the area, for the time being, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office will be the first to respond. The former Arena Police Department now works for the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers likely through about mid-afternoon. After that, we will gradually clear out as we head into the evening. 60 will be the high. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm with a high near 68. We are heading full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8 minutes after eight now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. We're just kind of hanging out now, biding our time, getting ready for another weekend, because after all, that is our favorite part of each and every week. Don't forget Mom this weekend, though. Mother's Day on Sunday. You heard Ben, Fair on the Square. Perfect time to do a little shopping in downtown Baraboo. Dave Gahan, lead singer of Depeche Mode, 62 today. It's Enjoy the Silence on Max FM.
It's like violence, break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl. All I ever needed is here in my heart.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:13 right now. And Finn, we're going to try to fit in as much of our birthday music again this hour as we absolutely can, starting there with Depeche Mode since Dave Gahan is celebrating. And we have some good artists. We're going to pull out the Billy Joel, probably some Cheap Trick as well. Maybe I even have some Tommy Rowe like stored way back in a library. Wow. I'm not going to promise it, but I'll see what I can find. Might do a little old school music this morning on Max FM, just if we can. If we can, we'll see how it's going. So I've had several people like send me messages asking how Corey's doing. He has officially made it to the hospital. He drove himself, by the way.
Oh boy. Well, at least he made it.
He did. He does it in waves of pain. Now, this is not the first time he's had to drive himself to a hospital, because when the boys were really little, we were also all alone in a town. We didn't have anybody we could just call in the middle of the night. So he would kind of go in the middle of these waves of pain and not feeling well, and that's essentially what he did this morning. He just texted. He said he's doing okay. He got there to the hospital though, and he's glad he got there when he did, because it's starting to get even worse than it was earlier. So hopefully this is just a quick passing of a kidney stone. Not that it's ever pleasant or awesome, but you know, if you've ever had the kidney stone route, you know that some experiences are worse than others, and he has lived those worse than others moments. So hopefully this is just a quick medicine and we let the stone pass kind of thing.
And he's away from home, you know? I mean, so he's not close to his home base.
No, he's not. He's not. And so, it's hopefully he feels better very, very soon. This is one of those moments where, you know, like your hands are kind of tied because there's nothing I can really do. He did talk to Max, and Max has to run over to the school for a little bit this morning, and then he's going to check in with his dad because he has a class right away this morning at 8, but then he doesn't have anything until late today. So he's like, I'll check in with you afterwards, and if I have to just come sit with you, I will. At least you wouldn't be by yourself. So our 20 year 8-year-old showing some maturity there for a second. Oh, cool. And yeah, like I'll at least come sit with you if nothing else, if there's nothing else I can do. So yeah. We'll see how the day plays out here, though. What a fun start. Yay. Yay for adulting and yay for getting old, Finn.
It's fun.
It's neat. It's this neat phenomenon in the world. So if you're one of those people who's completely stressed out at work and you need a bit of a vacation, isn't that essentially all of us? And ideally, you want a place that's not that stressful, or at least not as stressful as where you work. Well, you're going to want to pay attention here for a second, because there's a new report out of the world's most stressful tourist traps. It looked at over 80 popular tourist destinations and analyzed visitor reviews, looking for negative words like overrated, tourist trap, and underwhelming. And in the end, the number one most stressful tourist trap was Times Square in New York City, which is definitely not a chill place to be, depending on time of year. Now, I don't actually mind Times Square all that much, but I kind of know what to expect going in. Like, it's a lot of stores. Some of the biggest stores in the world have their flagships there, right? Some of the biggest chains. So you pretty much know what to expect going in. They want people to do a whole lot of shopping, is essentially what they want. There's a lot of digital billboards around, and that's pretty much what you get. I mean, I love to watch people, though. So for me to find a place just to kind of like lean against a wall and watch everybody else, including the fake Mickey and fake minis and the naked cowboy and all that, I'm totally down for all of that, Finn. I'm down for it.
That's fun. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know what to expect going in. I don't have expectations of it being like this big, illustrious, glamorous thing. It's New York. It's a little gritty, and you're in the middle of the city. So it is what it is at that particular point. Now, the Hollywood Walk of Fame in California is actually number 8 on this particular list. And those were the only two American places to actually make the list, interestingly enough.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
So we might be doing okay in this country. Maybe not everything is a waste of time and money. The rest of the 20 most stressful include Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, essentially, that was just like a gate is where people went in and out. So I can understand that. The Eiffel Tower in Paris is also considered to be a tourist trap.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, to me, it would be more spectacular to just get a photo of it and do the selfie like from the outside of it. I've never been, but I can imagine that it'd probably be a little less hectic if you just did that way. And plus, is there an elevator in there? Or do I actually have to walk up all the stairs to see something?
And of course, it's one of the places you have to go to.
Right?
If you're in Paris, you have to go to the
Eiffel Tower. There are certain things, though, that I feel like when they're a have to, you can get different views and better views by not being completely up close to them. I mean, I've said this before about Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Love Mount Rushmore. Totally understand why people flock there. I just personally think that you can find better views when you're off on the roads and things and see some really cool angles of it from that way without ever having to step through the gates. Now, if you do want to step through the gates, that's cool. I totally understand. It's a national monument. But at the same time, you know, maybe you don't have the budget to do those types of things. There are ways that you can see it and experience it without actually having to go through the gates and pay the fees. So I get that too. The Little Mermaid sculpture in Denmark is another one of the 20 most stressful. Is this essentially a sculpture of Ariel from the Little Mermaid movie? I guess I don't even know what this is. I should have done a little research.
You would recognize it if you saw a picture of it.
Is it? It's like a mermaid sculpture, though, right? But they call it the Little Mermaid because of the movie, I believe.
That I'm not sure.
Sure,
I think it's been around for a long time.
Or was Ariel named because of the sculpture, maybe? Okay, all right.
Somebody's going to let us know, I'm sure.
All right, so if you know anything about the Little Mermaid sculpture in Denmark, please let us know, because obviously we do not know, and so we would like to learn about it a little bit more. But no, I think you're right. I probably would recognize the photo. The Blue Lagoon in Iceland is another point.
That's not fair, because I would love to go there. But I don't want... I mean, have any of these people been to the Dells? Maybe to a water park?
I mean, because... Yeah, I don't know. I can't believe that water parks didn't make the top 20. Now, I get why people come. They look like a heck of a lot of fun. Yeah. And on a really hot July day, I'm all about a bucket of water dumping on my head as well and some fun slides. But, yeah.
But so do a lot of other people.
Yes.
They feel the same way.
Like, yeah. My idea would be getting a chair and just watching other people do that. And as I've drove by sometimes in the summer, I'm like, huh, where do people sit? But good for you. Enjoy your vacation. I am a much more kind of laid back girl when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
The London Eye in London, obviously, another one that people say is a little bit of a tourist trap, just based off of the reviews. The Guinness Storehouse in Ireland, Finn. So I believe this is a place that you basically just kind of inhabited for a little bit. So what did you think? Tourist trap, really cool, or something you have to do if you go to Ireland because Doug Guinness?
It's, well, yeah, you have to go to the Guinness Storehouse because you're in Ireland. We went there on a Tuesday.
All right.
There were still a lot of people there. I can imagine it's worse, you know, on the weekends and whatnot.
But, sure.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad because the place is huge.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're spaced out a lot between other people. So it wasn't too bad. On the other hand, they do a sampling towards the end of the tour, and that was pretty crazy. There were a lot of people that were in line for that, and then you all go into this small room where you learn a little bit more about the process of making Guinness, and then you can kind of pick out the Guinness that has the most flavors that you appreciate.
You
can pick one out for, you know, yourself to sample. That was pretty crazy. There was a lot of people there and a lot of Americans there too at that point. But
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder how many people like try to get through the tour part of it as fast as they can just so they could get to the sampling room, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you see people do that kind of stuff all the time. So if you're getting an opportunity to sample some Guinness, I can't imagine people aren't like, okay, yeah. So that you can get to the sampling room if you know that's where you're going to end up.
And then you end up way at the top of the building. They have a bar up there, of course, naturally.
Yeah.
Right? And it's glass enclosed so you can look out over Dublin while you enjoy
very
your Guinness.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's just worth it for this. I mean, sometimes even if it feels touristy and like a little bit of a tourist trap, there are certain elements of things that just are worth it for that moment in time, right? So to me, just having a little Guinness in your hand and being able to overlook Dublin from an angle you might not get otherwise, that to me would be worth it because that's really, really cool stuff, right? So sometimes you got to kind of take the good with the bad to end up with the good stuff at the end of the place you're going or the tour or whatever, you know.
Totally. And you know, everybody says it, but it's true. The Guinness over there tastes way better than the Guinness over here.
Well, don't you think there's some stuff they have to do to process it and get it shipped and things? I would assume there's probably a different fermenting process maybe and stuff that so they can it, ship it and get it over to the United States would be my guess. I don't know. I haven't ever made a beer. So
there's a lot in the pouring of it too, because over here, if you get a Guinness in a bar, they just, even if it's on tap, they don't, I mean, they just pour it and that's it. Over there, they pour about a third of it and then they let it breathe and then they top it off.
See, I feel like this is why you would need a good Irish bar in the United States, because there's a pretty good chance that they're going to know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's an Irish bar, they're probably going to know the secrets of pouring the Guinness. And I feel like that's why a good Irish bar is probably going to get you further in the United States
it's
if that's the kind of drink you want.
It's interesting that you say that, because I know there's one in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And Chris and I went there one time before a show. But I can't remember. So it would be nice to revisit that place and see if they do it correctly.
I mean, you have to think that they would. I mean, if it's a true Irish bar there's a certain way of pouring, you'd have to think that they know exactly what they're doing. At least that would be my hope, right?
Yeah.
I get not every bar is created equal either, but you'd think that there'd be a little bit more in the learning curve there. The Louvre Museum in Paris, another one of the most stressful tourist spots to visit.
I bet.
I mean, I think the art in there would be exquisite to see if you can actually see the art for the throngs of people. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what that says to me. And then finally, the Colosseum in Rome is another one that people say is a little bit of a tourist trap and a little stressful when you actually go to see it. But again, I mean, we're talking about ancient ruins that people get to actually take a look at. So I can imagine it's probably a little overrun, right? And I always love when people say this, like, it's a main thing, right? Like the Louvre, it's been featured in movies. The Colosseum's also been featured in movies. And then people are shocked and surprised when they're busy.
Right. There's a whole bunch of people there to check it out. You know, I noticed Stonehenge isn't on the list. And that's got to be a hot spot, too.
I was looking at the list because I have the full complete, and I haven't seen Stonehenge actually pop up. I'll have to actually read it. I'm just kind of skimming as we talk, so I'm not really getting into it. But I haven't seen Stonehenge pop up at all. But I agree. That would probably be another one. I just think it's funny, though, how people are like, oh, I must be the only one who knows about this. No, I'm pretty sure National Lampoon's drove around the Colosseum about 82 times, stuck on the roundabout in the movie. So people found out about it, much to your dismay. Now, on the flip side, Lake Comazie in Switzerland is considered to be the world's most relaxing tourist hotspot, followed by Ayers Rock in Australia, just in case you're kind of wondering where else you could go that might be a little less people-y. Because essentially, sometimes we want a little less people on our vacation, especially if you deal with them on a daily basis. So those sound like a couple of spots that maybe you could get that kind of, vibe. And I was
You and Corey as tourists? I mean, would you prefer that it was not busy when you went to go see something?
It depends on the day. It depends on the day and what kind of mood we're in and how much time we have at that particular site, right? Now, it's funny, though, because most of the places we've gone recently for vacation or visits have been, you know, hot spots. I mean, San Francisco, not really known for its it's a laid back vibe, but there's a lot of people in San Francisco, right? There's a lot of people visiting because of the weather and things like that. And there were a lot of spots that were just completely overwhelmed. Hello, Fisherman's Wharf. It was crazy down there. And it was 8 in the morning and nothing was even open. And it was so packed that you couldn't even move. So those were the types of places, you know, but it kind of depends on the mood that we're in, the vibe that we're in, and how much we really want to deal with people. And if it's one of those things that you're told you just have to see, even from a local, because that's kind of how we do vacations. I don't know how you guys are, but when we go on vacations, we try to do some of the touristy things, but we try to do some of the things that locals recommend as well, because after all, they know their city better than anybody. And they're going to know where the really cool spots versus the really hectic spots. And they'll tell you, oh, no, avoid that one. But if you want the same type of thing, just go about 4 blocks over or something like that, you know? So that's the kind of stuff we try to do. But Vegas, I mean, that was very people-y.
Yeah.
That was very people-y. It was people-y in all the wrong aspects. I mean, between the smoking at the slot machines, which I get, cool, go for it. Between the smoking, the sounds, old people trying to run me over with their hover-rounds because the Wheel of Fortune machine just struck big.
Well, I can get that in the grocery store.
I mean, it was crazy and chaotic. I mean, and I don't want to stereotype, but there was a woman in a hover round, and it was like every scene of a bad movie about Vegas you've ever watched in your entire life. She was elderly and she had on the worst wig I've ever seen, to the point where like half of her gray hair was sticking out the back, but then the wig was set down on her forehead so it was like brown and curly. She had the big sunglasses on. She had a cigarette in her hand.
Did she have a cigarette? She did.
She had a Pomeranian sitting in the basket of her hover-round.
You are drawing a complete stereo, a caricature here.
I know. And I looked at my husband and he goes, I'm seeing it too. Just keep going.
Just keep moving.
Because she wasn't stopping. There was a machine that she heard start, you know, handing out money. And that was where she was going because she was going to be the next one to play it. And she didn't care if you were in her way or not. The dog was yipping and barking. I don't know if it was actually a service dog. I think that's probably what she was going to let people assume. And she was just hover rounding her way as fast as she absolutely could. Bzzz. over to that machine. And I looked at my husband and I was like, is this where Gru from Despicable Me makes the reference to Dr. Nefario? And he goes, that's exactly what the writer saw in their head. Yes, that's exactly what they saw. Because she thought she was going at fast pace. She really wasn't, but she wasn't going to look out for anybody that was in her way. She was not going to look out. In fact, you were to look out for her because she was going to that machine. It was just, that was people-y, Finn. That was getting to be a little too much for me.
You know, I mean, you have to go to those off the beaten path places when you're on vacation because then you can truly immerse yourself in the area.
And you can take time because when you go to the ones that are really busy, don't you feel, I always feel a little rushed because there's so many people there. So you don't actually get to experience, I don't feel like the whole thing because there's another gaggle of people coming up behind you, or there's people who also want to get close to see it. And you're like, oh, that was neat. Okay, moving on because we got to keep the line moving. Right. And I just don't feel like you ever really get to fully experience stuff in those types of situations, but some people love that.
Now when we were in Ireland, we went to the Cliffs of Moher, and that place was packed. There were so many people there.
I can't even imagine
insane.
The views.
And you know, you're walking up these hills to see out over the ocean and everything, and there were so many people there, it was insane. But you're outside and you're just kind of walking around, you know,
you can separate a little bit.
Right. But then, and I mean, you, I suppose it makes sense. I mean, the tourism industry, I mean, it totally checks out. But then when we went to the island, Inishmore, where it was more off the beaten path, it was amazing how many carriage places that, you know, they converged on you. Would you like to take a tour? Would you like to, you know, would you like to rent a bike?
Yes.
Would you like to do this? Because as soon as you get off the ferry, they are there.
Yes.
Like that. But that, you know, I mean, that's how
they're
they make their livelihood. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it.
See,
and then it totally, you know, dissipates and they vanish, you know, and then you don't see them anymore.
But, and then going to New Orleans when we did over Christmas this 2 years ago now, I guess it would be. It was very, very jam-packed as well. But there's a part of me that loves that kind of stuff, though, too, because there's a vibrancy that you get. You know, you live in a smaller town and things are a little quieter all the time. We have these really big events, but you don't get that everyday vibrancy. And that's what I really love about cities. And I'm totally cool with that. Now, would I want to do it every single day? No, but when we're on vacation, I'm cool with being involved in all of that. And so New Orleans was a little crazy, a little chaotic as well when we were down there over Christmas. And there were people just packed everywhere down in New Orleans, everywhere we went. But same thing with the carriage rides, right? They were every corner. They were like, do you want to take a carriage ride? Do you want this kind of tour? Do you want that kind of tour? We were like, oh, no, step back for a second. But, you know, we ended up doing one of them because we needed something to do one night. And it was a gorgeous night. So we did a haunted carriage tour and got to see some of the sites that we weren't maybe going to have time to walk to anyway. So we took the carriage tour to go ahead and see those. And that was really cool.
And I mean, sometimes you need to do that too.
Yes,
I mean, sometimes you need to just, you know,
because there's a lot of history in that area. Yeah. There's a ton of history in that area. You know, and like waiting for a po' boy sandwich, we stood in line for a po' boy for, I don't know, an hour and a half. And the line was outside around the block. And this was the place that even locals said you went to get a good po' boy if you were down in the area we were at. So that's what we did. So, you know, you got to kind of give or take, and you got to know that some of these places are going to be overrun because it is, I mean, most of them are tourist meccas, you know? So yeah, then we found out about a place part of New Orleans, and Corey and I would love to go back just on our own. That's like the locals version of Bourbon Street. A lot more really small, intimate jazz clubs, not so boisterous, not so obnoxious, not the places that are open all night long. And Corey and I would love to go back to go to that part of New Orleans where more of the locals go and you get to hang out and really experience that the jazz that you think about when you go to New Orleans. You know, I mean, we got to hear some of that. We got to see like amazing street performers and one of the bands just, you know, spontaneously start performing on the street, and that was cool. But then of course it was in front of the big cathedral, so then everybody was there. there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like more of the spontaneity where there's not quite such a big group. Plus, I'm only 5'1", so I don't get to see a whole lot when there's that big of a group, Finn. I don't
Well, what
see
do you think
lot.
Here in Wisconsin? I mean, obviously, in the Dells, we have a lot
like
of tourists. We love
mm-hmm.
the Dells. Door County, there's mm-hmm. a lot of tourists that flock there. Ashfield, maybe yeah. Bayfield.
Sure.
You know, Ashland, I should say, and Bayfield, you know. What do you think? Do you think there's any other hot spots in Wisconsin?
That probably Green Bay, just because of the Packers,
right?
And you get a lot yeah. of fans of just football, of the Packers, and of just football in general, because it's where, you know, it's where championship teams were started and where they were made. So yeah. I think Green Bay is probably another one. I've never gone into Lambeau without, like, big throngs of people in there, honestly. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is, the parking lot is always packed unless the place is absolutely closed. So there is that, even on non-game days, which we used to do when we lived in the cities, because sometimes the border battle got to be too much when you were in Minneapolis. And so we would actually go to Green Bay to watch the games in the pub at Lambeau while everybody else came to Minneapolis. And that sure. was always a fun experience. But the pub was always packed. Always packed.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that would be another one. Gosh, I'm trying to think of some other places, maybe like the falls as you get up into the northern part of the state. There's always a lot of people up there trying to see all of those amazing waterfalls that we have in this
like
state
up by
as
Superior.
Well. Yes, yeah. yes, yeah. So there's always a lot of people up there as well. And then you've got some of those like islands up towards the north, you know, where you have to actually like boat out there and things like that. And so, yeah, I think those are probably some pretty big tour places.
And Devil's Lake State
places.
Park.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That draws a lot.
Try getting
tourists.
In there on a Saturday when it's 80 degrees man. In June.
Forget about it. Yeah.
Oh, you mean those overflow lots that are 2 miles down
right?
the road? Yes, that's where you're parking. Grab the cooler, kids, because we're taking a hike, is essentially what that is. Taking a look at our forecast right now, Finn. Mostly cloudy today. Some scattered showers through at least mid-afternoon. Gradually, though, we're going to clear things out, especially as we head into the evening. 60 is our high today. Partly cloudy down to 43 tonight. Then lots of sunshine. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible tomorrow. A high near 60. Right now, it's 52. And our morning show is sponsored by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMC. HabitatAMCHealth.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
.39 right now, celebrating Billy Joel's 75th birthday today. It's Modern Woman with the man himself. 99.7 Max FM.
You see her sitting with a coffee and a paper, with her high top sneakers of Italian design. The long cool stare, she aggravates attention, makes up a face while she makes up her mind. Now you're in trouble, maybe she's an intellectual. What if she figures out you're not very smart? Well, maybe she's a quiet type who's into heavy metal. Boy, you got to get it settled, cause she's breaking your heart. Don't try to put on an act, you can't do that to Modern Woman. And you're an old-fashioned man, she understands the things you're doing. She's a modern professional. She's got a lot of confidence, it's easy to see. You wanna make a move, but you feel so inferior, cause under that exterior is someone who's free. She's got style, she's got her own money, so she's not another honey you can quickly disown. She's got the eyes that make you realize you won't be hypnotized by your usual charm. You got your plan of attack that won't attract the modern woman.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:43 right now. Billy Joel, Modern Woman. That's a good one this morning. I love pulling in music on birthdays.
I was wondering which one you were going to pull out. I was thinking, is she going to pull out Keeping the Faith? Is it going to be Matter of Trust? Because I knew you were going to dig a little deeper. Modern Woman. I haven't heard that one in a while.
I know,
was that,
right?
Was that from Ruthless People? Was that the one?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. I'm not really sure. Well, let me do some looking on the top of my head.
It might have been something else. can figure it out.
Let me do go to the old Googles here and see where we find that song. My poor husband is sitting in a waiting room right now, and nobody is coming to rescue him, and it's not going well.
It's going to be a long day for him.
It is going to be a really long day for him. All right, here we go. Yes, you're correct. Ruthless People was where that one came from. That one was released in 1986. It was the B-side of Sleeping with the Television On, in case you wanted to go really in-depth to Billy Joel here this morning. So there you go. I mean, we could have pulled out so much from Billy Joel. And I mean, that's the bad part, is that you have like a library that's massively deep. So I went with something fun and upbeat that we don't usually play here this morning. All right. So speaking of fun and upbeat, maybe you've heard the big news, but there's finally more information about the Office spinoff series coming to Peacock. It's going to have the same mockumentary format, and it's going to take place in the same universe. Now, we officially have a series description for this. The documentary crew that immortalized Dunder Mifflin Scranton, this is from the actual release, Scranton Branch is in search of a new subject when they discover a dying historic Midwestern newspaper and the publisher trying to revive it with volunteer reporters. I don't know if this is a mockumentary or if this is real life, and I'm not really sure, but it sounds like it could be a little bit of both. Only two actors have so far been announced, Domhnall Gleeson from Peter Rabbit and About Time, and Sabrina, oh boy, Impacatore, I'm going to say. I'm probably screwing that up completely.
Sounds good.
She was on The White Lotus season two. I don't really know who she is, so I'd have to do some digging, and I know I probably just screwed up her name, so I apologize for that. He was also Bill Weasley in the last two Harry Potter movies, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2. So there you go. Now, there's no word if any characters from The Office are going to make an appearance. It doesn't have a title or a release date yet, but we do know that production starts in July. So they have a couple of months to get their act together and to really figure this out.
Yeah, we shall see, huh?
It doesn't feel like it's going very well, though, right now, just based on the information that we have. Here's a couple of actors that you probably haven't heard too much ever from or about. They're going to be in this. We don't know what we're going to call it. We really don't know what the entire premise is about yet, and we don't know who else is going to be in it, but it's coming.
Do you kind of feel like, okay, so when they first announced this, everybody was so excited because they thought it was going to be an Office reunion with Carell and Krasinski and Jenna and everybody else. And then we found out quickly, nope, it's not going to be with the original cast. Now that you know a little bit more, do you kind of wish that the original cast was going to be a part of it?
I kind of hope that they bring it together, because right now it feels very chaotic and like bits and pieces, and like they're just trying to do something because we're in this weird era of reboots and remakes, right? That's what it feels like right now. Now, I'm always willing to give anything a shot, you know, and see how it goes. But right now it feels kind of like it's haphazard, just because they were expected to do some sort of reboot or remake. But we shall see. The people who brought this to us the first time around were brilliant, right? Mm-hmm. And I know some of them are back for this one, so we shall see. Now, here's the thing, though. You had an amazing writing crew for and amazing writers for The Office. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard anything about whether or not they're all going to be coming back. So I think that definitely makes a difference, too, in the type of series that you're going to have, because they
a
were
lot of the
writer.
Writers for that show were actually cast members.
Right. I mean,
BJ, who played Ryan, and
Mindy Kaling.
Yep, yeah, they were writers for the show.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I'm willing to give anything a try, but this is starting to feel a little chaotic and haphazard already. But we shall see. We shall see.
You never know. Yeah.
I know, right? So, I mean, it doesn't start till July. A lot in Hollywood. I mean, they've got about 2 months, so things move fast in Hollywood. We all know that.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'm very excited because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Hacks on HBO or Max, I guess, now.
Have you started watching the new
season?
Yeah,
I've seen the first two series. And let me just say that there is no lack of brilliance in that writing. that writing room. That is an amazingly talented group of people who are putting that show together. And so far, I mean, they've only released a couple episodes, but so far there is no disappointment as far as the humor, the wit, the sarcasm, the snarkiness, Jean Smart being brilliant on the screen. None of that is lacking yet.
Jean Smart is such a riot, and she's such a gifted actor. You know, it's almost as if the writers just know that they have Jean Smart, and they're writing specifically for her because they know those lines she can pull off and deliver like nobody else. So
I'm very
that's good
excited.
To hear. I'm going to have to start rewatch because we haven't picked up on the new season yet.
It's only two episodes in, so you're not missing much. And each episode, it's kind of like a sitcom, only 30 to 35 minutes. So I was able to knock out both of the new ones in one evening, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. But there's no lack of the same wit that they had before. And just the chemistry. This is a cast with a lot of chemistry. And I don't even know who the actress who plays Ava on that particular show is off the top of my head, but she is fantastic as well. And so much good rapport with Jean Smart. And when you have that kind of chemistry on screen, anything is brilliant. It really doesn't matter what they're doing. That type of chemistry can make all sorts of ailments go away. And I think that's what you're seeing. And I'm very excited to see the rest of it. Maybe it'll disappoint as it goes forward. So far, though, I'm hooked again. I'm hooked for season three. So
that's good to hear.
If you love that kind of snark and sarcasm and you're a subscriber to Max, I do implore you to watch it because it is funny. It is funny. Yeah. It's actually a very, very funny series. Absolutely. And who doesn't love the beautiful, amazing, funny Jean Smart? She is just, I go back to her all the way as Charlene on Designing Women when I first learned who Jean Smart and Annie Potts were. And I have loved those two women absolutely ever since that. I was a huge fan of Designing Women back in the day as well.
Well, Annie Potts, cute as a button.
She's amazing. And she's still adorable. Yeah. She's still absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you say that about a woman of her demeanor and her age, but she is still. Right. Absolutely adorable, and I love Annie Potts as well. Now, coming up, Finn, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like the clouds are sticking around this morning, maybe some on and off showers as well. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that. It's actually going to clear up, though, later today. He's got all the details, plus we'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Find bakery fresh deals every day at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. Hi, it's Craig. This week, bakery fresh white hot dog or brat buns are $2.49 for 6 to 8 count packs. Fresh baked cinnamon or cinnamon raisin breads are $2.99 a loaf, and King's Hawaiian hamburger or hot dog buns are $3.29. Also, get 8x8 pans of assorted ice brownies at $4.99. And as always, we offer a wide variety of cakes, cookies, donuts, muffins, and more. Reach out to us for larger custom orders as well. Pierce's Express Markets, serving the area since 1924.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. Mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports,
I'm Mike Ganger. Couple makeup games and softball action from this past evening. Lodi got a 2-0 win over Reedsburg, and Baraboo takes down Sauk Prairie 12-0, the final. In the third inning, bases were loaded, and at that point, Selikoniak came up with a grand slam. Emma Pickler drove in a couple of runs for the game as well, and Faith Henke had three hits for the contest. In golf yesterday, it was the Sauk Prairie Invitational at Lake Wisconsin Country Club. Janesville Craig able to earn the top finish with a score of 306. The Eagles were second at their home meet with a 322, and Stoughton finished third for the event. Baraboo was eighth of the 15 teams competing with a round of 346. Reedsburg and Portage rounded out the field with scores of 386 and 410. Kyle Krochowski of Janesville Craig was the top finisher. The senior had a round of 73. Grayson Dunn of Sauk Prairie just behind him with a 75 for second place for the event. Kevin Goach of Sauk Prairie also with a round of 79 to finish in the top 10. Supposed to be a relatively quiet day today, but some makeup matchups will be taking place. For Sauk Prairie, it's going to be the boys' tennis team hosting Madison Country Day. That's going to be starting at 4:15. Makeup matchup for softball is they're going to be at McFarland at 5 o'clock tonight. And then soccer is going to be heading to DeForest at 7 for the Eagles. Otherwise, most of the other area teams, like I mentioned, pretty quiet for this afternoon. Late inning magic fell short this time for the Milwaukee Brewers as they lose to the Kansas City Royals 6-4. Brew Crew trailed 6-2 heading into the ninth inning. Bryce Turang was able to get a double in that frame, and then William Contreras also grounded out to score another run, but that is where the rally would stop. Brady Singer gets the win for the Royals, and Joe Ross falls to 1-4 for the season after taking the loss. He gave up 3 earned runs in 5 innings of work and struck out 2 batters. Royals will be right back at it as they return home tonight to start a 4-game homestand against their rivals, the Cardinals. 6:40, first pitch for this evening's contest. Tobias Myers is going to get the go for the Crew. Sonny Gray counters for the Redbirds. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers likely through about mid-afternoon. After that, we will gradually clear out as we head into the evening. 60 will be the high. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm with a high near 68. We are heading full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7 FM.
It's 8:56 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Cheap Trick and Don't Be Cruel.
Well, you know I can be found sitting alone. If you can come around, at least please tell us about. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad, feel this way. Come on over and love me. You know I want you to stay. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Let's walk down to the preacher. Let's say, hey, I do. And then I know you want me. And you know I want you to. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Maybe it's just you I'm thinking of.
You know I want you to stay, but don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? Baby, you know I love you across my heart. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. 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 I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Don't be cruel. There is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. And of course, playing that one this morning because Tom Peterson of the group celebrating his 74th birthday today. We got all of it in this morning. Woo! All of the big artists celebrating a birthday. That's hard to do sometimes, but last 2 days, I'm like 2 for 2 on this
one.
You're on
fire.
I know. It's the little things in life, Finn. It's the little things that make us happy. Now, speaking of little things in life, it is time for our calendar days. All of those holidays that we get to celebrate that really just help us get through the week and have a better outlook just so we can get to the weekend, right? So let's start with today's calendar days, including Hooray for Buttons Day. I mean,